Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's do the get to know question. And Eddie, I'm going to go to you first.
Come on.
And we'll go all the way around the room. What is your favorite quality about yourself and your least favorite quality about yourself?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
It is.
I would say that my favorite quality of myself is that I'm able to have fun wherever I go.
That is absolutely true.
Like, I can find fun. Mm-hmm. If there's fun to be had, I can find it and we're going to have fun.
Okay.
I think the worst quality of myself, probably when I drive and I have the road rage. I'm not a road rager. I just get angry at other drivers.
You are a road rager, and you do get angry at other drivers, so that's road rage. Yes. You don't pull a gun or anything.
I don't act on it, but I do get upset with other drivers. I'd like to change that.
Lunchbox, get to know you, your favorite quality about yourself, and your least favorite quality about yourself.
Oh, my favorite quality about myself is I'm the center of attention, life of the party. Everybody loves me. Prom king. That tells you that I'm very likable and people like to be around me. I have this aura about me. It's like, man, people gravitate towards me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. And your least favorite?
I would say impatience. I don't have patience for anything. I don't have patience for stupid people. I don't have patience for just anything. I am very impatient.
Are you ever stupid?
Oh, sometimes. Like, I misplace my keys.
You're like stupid people, but do you ever do things that people would also say, you're stupid?
No.
Okay.
No.
Amy, favorite quality and least favorite quality?
It's funny Lunchbox said impatience, because I think right now I would say, it probably changes, but I'm very proud of my patience. I am incredibly patient lately, and that's taken a lot of work, especially being a mom and different things, so I'm proud of that. And my least right now would be my attention span.
Right now or forever?
It's
been a while you've had that problem.
Forever. Yeah. Yeah, I've had ADHD my whole life,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Or at least since I hit my head.
Butterflies.
When I hit my head when I was eight, maybe. That's when it came.
Probably not. That probably wasn't it.
It's
probably just natural. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay. I'm glad that you talk about it openly.
Yeah, there's no shame in that.
You keep shaming it.
There is no shame.
We don't think it's a big deal. We're like, okay, that's cool.
It probably serves me well in other areas.
Okay, there you go.
Go ahead.
Love it. Favorite quality, probably, I think I'm extremely open-minded and not very judgmental about people's circumstances. And I feel like I don't judge you. Mm-hmm. Do your deal. Just don't hurt any kids or dogs. Be good. I don't judge you.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I think my worst is that I think I'm always right. Mm. And if I'm not, I'm about to be right. I'm about to figure it out and be right. And so let's go. I will go to war. Even if I know I'm wrong, I'll still go to war that I'm right.
You've been like that your whole life.
It's not.
Huh?
It's not even that I think I'm right. Sometimes I know I'm wrong.
Right.
Right. So but I'm gonna win.
When did you become aware of that? Have the awareness that you were doing that
forever?
Oh, you've known the whole time. Okay. Yeah.
Well, he knows when he's wrong.
Yeah.
And so, he's saying he's right.
And then I still dig in. I'm like, I'm still going to win anyway. Right. Like, there's got to be a way I can make this right. Like, how can I bend time and space to make this right?
Dang.
Semantics, even.
That's off, crazy, off, man.
Yeah. What's crazy?
Just that. That whole...
Like, you're going to die on a hill. That's
like, I don't think I'm a know-it-all, but I think I know a lot. And then when I don't get it right, I know I don't know it, but I'm not telling you guys I don't know it.
Right.
I don't know it all, but I think I'm going to know how to trick you guys into thinking I'm right.
Yeah.
Have you talked to your therapist about that one? That's an interesting one.
And also you being aware, like I do think there is a thing to be said that you are aware of it. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's sociopathic almost.
But he knows he's aware of it because he's wrong. Like,
yeah, there are times I'm wrong and yeah, I know I'm wrong. Yeah, but like, I'm digging in, baby.
I know, but you're at a place where you can actually like say it out loud that you know it's something that you do.
And I would say it more, but I don't want you guys to know that I know I'm wrong sometimes.
But hey, oh, we've known. We already know this.
Nah, you don't. You think I'm right all the time. Okay, so that's fine. Thank you. There we go. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My wife and I are having a debate on what to name our first child. I'm worried he will outgrow the name my wife has picked. My wife really wants him to have a cute name and wants to name him Braxley. I want to give our son a name that will work as an adult, not just when he's a baby. I love the name Theodore. Instead, we can compromise and call him Teddy. She doesn't like that either. I feel like the name Braxley is trendy and will feel dated by the time he's an adult. Any advice? Signed, first time dad. My first piece of advice is don't name him Braxley.
Really?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with Braxley?
It is such a trendy name.
But trendy from what? I mean,
it's
made up.
At one point, Bobby was trendy.
But it still exists.
A long time ago.
But have you ever met somebody named Braxley?
No.
I know a Brax.
Is it Braxley?
I don't know.
I know a Braxton.
If you're making up a name, that's probably not going to roll over well.
Okay.
But I don't mind the name Braxley for itself, but I feel like it's just trying to do something for the sake of doing something. I feel like you're making something up just to be trendy. Like, I got a cool name. Look, my kid's not named like anybody else. That's trendy.
What about Theodore Braxley or Braxley Theodore? Like, the middle name is you.
That's fine, too. You could, if you, it's just the kid's going to grow up and his name is not. Like Brax does crack.
Oh.
What?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You got to think about, too, what it rhymes with.
Yeah. What the bullies are going to do.
They used to call me Booby.
Teddy.
Because Bobby.
Booby, yeah. So I don't mind Theodore, but it's just you guys have to both be in agreeance.
I love Theodore.
Regardless of what crazy names you're throwing out there and not, you guys both have to agree.
Yeah.
Or you have to agree that she just gets the naming rights or he just gets the naming rights.
And but maybe
there's nothing agreed upon here, and that is why you cannot settle on Braxley or Theodore.
You guys like Theodore?
Yes.
I don't mind it.
Can you imagine if you had a friend named Theodore? No, like, I'm not going to call you that.
I call him Teddy or Theodore's kind of a cool old person name.
That's my grandpa's name.
Yeah.
My dad's dad is Theodore and he married Theodosia.
Yeah. Simon, Alvin, Theodore. Yeah. So I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But if you both aren't in, you can't be in. That baby's going to be born out of not being in.
Or take turns. I don't know if y'all are going to have more kids, right, potentially.
That means one of them gets the rights.
Yeah.
That's what we did. We did first baby. She did first name. I did middle name. And then second baby, I did first name. She did last name.
I would do that when we have kids. I would do that. But she knows that I'm going to name the kid Bobby regardless. So she doesn't agree to that.
Even if it's a girl?
B-O-B-B-I.
Yeah, Bobby. Bobby Gentry. That was a girl, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee Gentry?
Bobby Brown. I get it.
There's a lot of Bobbies.
Well, Bobby Brown makeup artist.
Bobby
Millie.
Millie Brown. Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
You both aren't agree, so you can't go forward. So you have to either agree on a name or agree that one of you get to name it and the other one's going to be unhappy, but then you switch the next time. That's my advice. And don't call him Braxley. It's too trendy.
Man, I like Braxley.
I do too.
I want to call a kid Kabobligidim.
Oh.
Nobody's even named that. It'd be so cool. It'd be like, what's your kid's name? Kabobligidim.
How do you spell that?
Kabobligidim. Capital K.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy, you've told the story a couple times about your mom. She ended up coming up to your school when you were in high school. Because you were tardy to classes?
Yeah, my math class specifically when I was in 11th grade. It was on the third floor and I had trouble getting there on time.
And that was humiliating for you.
Yeah, I had no idea she was coming. See, the second floor is where we congregated. Everybody hung out. We talked. And then, you know, when it got close to the bell, you had to run to your classes. Well, second floor, third floor was a little hard for me to get to. And I'm on the second floor one day and I get a tap on the shoulder and I turn around and it's my mom. And I said, Mom, what are you doing here? And she said, I'm here to walk you to math class since you can't get there on time. And she straight up escorted me to class. And of course, I was on time and I was never late again.
So
that's awesome.
Did your friends make fun of you?
I mean, I think more so I was mortified. Yeah, I mean, it was a thing. Like, oh, I think it was more that they were like, Amy's mom had to come walk her to class. It wasn't like, haha, your mom had to come.
So in a strange turn of events, history repeats itself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Go ahead.
Because I decided to log in. I mean, these days you can log in and look at the portal. They update it. All the tardies are there. Unexcused tardy. Unexcused tardy. Unexcused.
You can see all that?
Mm-hmm. You see everything. And so
sounded weird.
Yeah, I talked to my daughter about her unexcused tardies and I started to think, well, might be time that I show up,
tap
her on the shoulder, and walk her to class.
I mean, it worked. Amy was never late again, she said.
I was never late again.
Okay.
To math.
Yeah.
Do you remember how mortified you were, and are you happy that you had that feeling now?
I mean, it's cool now that my mom cared that much, and she had a full-time job. Like, she didn't have time in her day to go do that. So looking back, I think it was really cool that she stepped away from work.
So now you can appreciate it.
Yeah.
And what would your daughter do if you showed up to her school?
I don't think she'd appreciate it as much. And I don't even know if...
She doesn't even know you're looking at her stuff.
25 years later. Sure she does. Yeah, she does. Right?
You act like you were logging in. You can see anything.
Yeah, it's stuff for the parents. Like, yeah. It's our portal.
And she knows that you log in and look at her stuff?
Yeah, because I've asked her, why are these unexcused? And she said, well, because this class is really far. And then, you know, Ben, her dad... He said that he actually walked it at, back to school night or whatever.
That's funny, timing it.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure how she could get to. So he said, it is rather far. But I said, but you're saying it's possible. And he said, it's possible, but it is far.
What will you need to happen before you go to school?
I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to decide.
Do it, Amy.
Don't be scared.
She'll appreciate it later.
Yeah, 25 years from now, she will love it.
This is for her future.
She'll be doing her YouTube show and holograms with holograms, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guarantee you she will act like she does not know.
That'd be hilarious if she's just like, I don't know who you are, lady. She runs. Help!
Right.
Is it a later class?
I don't remember the time of day, so I'll have to look.
Okay.
I'll have to make sure, because obviously...
Well, we want to root you on to do it.
Okay.
I'll give you the day off to go do it.
No, we're not going to do that. I mean, we should all go.
No, you should say, you can't give me a day off. That's what you should say.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay. I'm going to play this song. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Janiyah and Eliana, they're middle schoolers that live in Ohio, and they're walking home from school, and they see somebody stealing packages from someone's porch. They take the packages, and they're putting it under another car, like stashing it, I guess waiting for someone to pick them up. And so they're like, this isn't good. They get the packages, they put them back on the porch, and they leave a note for the neighbor that says, hey, somebody's trying to steal your packages. Check your cameras. So the neighbor checked the cameras out. Sure enough, yeah, somebody was doing that, and she saw the girls on camera, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to find out who these girls are. I'm going to find out what school they go to. And she brought them lunch. She brought them cheeseburgers, fries, shakes, and a backpack full of goodies.
That's cool.
And the principal was like, this is really cool because now we can highlight these girls and show them to the whole school and maybe inspire other kids to do nice things.
Yeah, maybe show the criminals.
Yeah.
Well, I think they took care of that part.
Did they?
But this is about the heroes.
I say put the criminals on Facebook. Like, if you write it, you go to a store and you wrote a bad check to them, they put your name back there behind it.
Oh, yeah.
You do that. For a whole day in that town, if you log on to Facebook, you have to watch that video.
Because okay.
They can geo-target that stuff.
True.
Like, it's like an ad, but it's like 15 seconds. It's a public service. They give you a criminal they're looking for in that geo-targeted area. And when you log on that day once, you have to watch the video.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
They can do that, huh?
Yeah, but that's not what the story's about.
I'm going to catch the bad guy. And then reward the good guy.
Okay.
All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name is Riley Green. He's got a brand new album out today. We'll talk about that. But let's do some number ones. Riley Green, there was this girl.
There was this girl drinking her
hand. Riley Green, Half of Me with Thomas Rhett.
Half of me wants a cold beer.
And from 2019, here's Riley Green and I Wish Grandpa's Never Died.
I wish honky tonks didn't have no clothes in town. And I wish grandpa's never died.
New album, new tour, loves turkey and duck hunting. Here he is, Riley Green. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Riley Green.
Hey, Riley, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing good. Let's talk about your music for a second before we talk about your life. But this song, because okay. I'd heard Different Around Here before, and it did not have Luke Combs on it. Am I crazy?
No, you're exactly right. It was on my debut album. It came out in 2019.
I thought I'd heard the song without Luke Combs. But now it's killing it, and it's a top 20 song right now. And so you made the decision to put it out again. Was it you were only going to do it again if Luke came on, or were you going to put it out anyway?
I think we were going to make it a single regardless, but it just really lined up well with being on tour with Luke, and it was kind of a shot in the dark. I just shot him a text and, man, you got any interest in being part of this song?
And do you send this song in like a clip or a file, or do you send a link to a stream? Like, how do real artists do that?
I'm sure real artists do it like through the proper channels and like management and all that. I just texted him the song and said, man, and he was familiar with the song and he was like, yeah, man, sounds great. So
that's awesome. New album, Ain't My Last Rodeo. It is out now, and the title track is inspired by your grandpa. So we've heard about your grandpa before. How did he inspire this song? And it's the tour name as well.
My granddaddy Buford passed away in 2010, and he spent a lot of time in the hospital, kind of was in rough shape for a long time. And amongst that, you know, going to visit him, he said, this ain't my last rodeo. He said that to me to kind of, I guess, put my mind at ease about losing somebody I was really close with. And it stayed with me for, you know, I guess 13 years it took me to write that song. And I just, I thought that was a really positive message and, you know, a tough time. And I think it's something that I think people who's been through that with a loved one, whoever it is, can kind of relate to. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Riley Green.
His new album, Ain't My Last Rodeo, it is out now. Hey, let me ask a question non-album related. Your high school just dedicated their gym to you? You're not even dead.
Wow.
You know, I always thought you had to be dead to get something dedicated to you. I'm in the same boat. Man, I didn't really spend that much time in class while I was there, so it's crazy to think that I could get anything dedicated to me.
So is it the Riley Green court, Riley Green build? Like, what are they actually?
I think it's just a court. Maybe just a portion of the court, I think.
A portion? It's getting smaller and smaller. The three-point line is dedicated to you or what?
The bleachers.
Is your name written on the court anywhere?
Yeah, it's my little logo and Riley Green on there. It's pretty cool. We got to go see it the other day, and they did a little dedication.
You didn't even have to pay for it?
Well, you can't go to jail now. Like, you have so much pressure on you that you did
not. Well, not in that one city. I mean, I'm sure I can. That sounds like a challenge.
See what he can do wrong and still keep the court named after him? Dude, that's really cool. That is really cool. So congratulations on that. And then what about, because I'm just looking at, is this your thing to get things named after you? Because I did see also Jacksonville State where you played quarterback. Did they name something after you too?
Yeah, there's a Riley Green Sports Performance Center at Jackson State. Wow. That's the whole building.
Did you donate a bunch of money?
We did a benefit concert there, and we did a charity celebrity softball game and benefited the university in St. Jude. So I've done some stuff down there. And, you know, that area is where I really cut my teeth playing shows for a long time. And I owe a lot to that, you know, how I grew up there and what success I have now. So I try to give back in small ways. But I think the naming a building was probably more than I was expecting.
That's awesome. I'm super jealous. I need something named after me. This inspires me to get something named after me. I don't even care what it is.
I got you. I've got a gym at my barn. The Bobby Bones Memorial Gym.
I'm not dead. You can't call it Memorial Gym. I'm not dead. Okay, look, everybody listening now, Riley Green's got a new album called Ain't My Last Rodeo. The tour going to be awesome. Ain't My Last Rodeo 2024 tour. And Tracy Lawrence is going out with you. That's awesome.
How crazy is that, man?
That's like the coolest thing. It's like one of your musical heroes is going to go out with you on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't even believe it. It's like he's a legend. I mean, all these hit songs, Time Marches On, Paint Me at Birmingham, Find Out Who Your Friends Are, and he's going to go out and play shows with me every night for a few months.
That's crazy. Well, Riley, congratulations on the record, and everybody go to Riley's website, RileyGreenMusic.com, and he's doing shows all the way February of next year, all the way to June. Tons of shows up there on his big tour, headlining. Riley, thank you for the time, buddy. Congratulations, and we'll see you soon.
Well, I appreciate y'all, man.
All right, see you, buddy. The Memorial Court. Now, if I die today, yeah, it's because he said that crap.
Well, but then you'll have it named after you, so.
That's true, though. Yeah, it's a good
point.
It's
fine.
All right.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's do it. Write your answer down. I'll play the opening guitar part to a famous song. You just named the song. For example.
Yeah.
You know that one by that guitar part? What is that?
Yeah, closing time.
Blue Jean Night.
Lunchbox what?
Closing time.
That's not right. It's the example, so you didn't miss anything. Never gonna grow. But it's Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
You're going to do great this game.
You can do it, buddy.
Come on, man.
Four.
All right, we have seven of these. Ready?
Yeah.
Number one, go ahead.
Oh, I got it.
It's the opening guitar riff. One more time, please. Let me know when you're in.
In.
In for the win.
Oh, everybody's in. All right. Amy.
Chicken fried.
Lunchbox.
Chicken fried.
Eddie.
Chicken fried.
Correct.
And a little bit of chicken fried.
Cold beer. Guitar part. Number two.
In.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Amy?
Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Eddie?
Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Correct. Do-do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go. Next up. Head on his fist. Lunchbox looks calm and collected.
I'm in for the win, man.
I think I'm in.
Eddie now puts his headphones back on and says the words.
Better man.
Oh.
Sorry, incorrect. Man. You got that
man. Lunchbox.
Die a happy man.
Amy.
Die a happy man.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. I get to see the lead.
You and Amy are in the lead.
Include Amy in that, then.
Did we just take
the lead? Did I take the lead?
Amy, this is shocking right now. This is shocking.
Four left. Here we go. Yeah, four left. Go ahead.
I'm in.
Okay.
Ooh, confident.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Dust on the bottle.
Amy.
Dust on the bottle.
Eddie.
Dust on the bottle.
Correct. There might be a little dust on the bottle. Amy and Lunchbox are up one on Eddie.
Eddie, can you see us back there?
Can you see? Just, hey, he's asking you a question. Can
no,
you see
I'm
him?
I'm not answering that.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go.
Oof.
See ya.
Wow.
Oh, did you guys just trip on a rock? I'm in.
Lunchbox does not look confident.
I don't have a clue.
No clue.
No clue. Hit it one more time.
I'm in.
Give the guy one more. All right, Lunchbox, what do you have?
I'm putting down Watermelon Crawl.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Was that close?
No. Amy.
God Bless Texas?
No.
Okay.
Eddie to tie.
They tripped on a rock. Give me beer in my hand.
Incorrect. It's drink in my hand.
Ah! Hey! Did you get hit by a boulder?
Okay.
Hey, Eddie!
keep on the same rock.
I said rock. Yeah. My joke.
Well, you said like three things. I'll let you have your time.
I know, but then I thought about it. I
didn't take your. I let him get his talk in.
Hey, you slept on that, man.
I started to say it.
Eddie, you're still back.
Drink in my hand.
I'm sorry, buddy. All right, here we go. Number six.
I'm in. Oh, no.
Amy's got it, though. She's confident.
Oh, for sure?
Yeah, man. Oh. And also, I've talked zero.
You stole my joke. I waited like 20 seconds, man.
When you say y'all.
Nah, hey, y'all are talking over the song is what y'all are doing.
Oh, sorry. One more time for the guy.
I'm in for the win.
Okay. Everybody's good. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Indian Outlaw.
That's a pothole.
You hit a pothole.
What? Choctaw. No.
Took my joke, man.
Amy.
Fancy.
Eddie.
It's fancy.
Correct.
Hey, Lunch, you're no longer in the lead, man.
Hey, you guys are back together. All right, final one. Good luck, everybody.
What the?
Oh. Oh, I'm in
for the win.
What is the
one more time?
Is this the title of a song?
No, that's just the guitar part.
No, I'm like,
you got it, Lunch?
I don't know.
All right, Lunchbox.
Amy, you got something? Hold on, I'm waiting for her.
I have something.
Lunchbox?
Okay, Eddie was laughing because I guessed this earlier. It is Watermelon Crawl.
That is incorrect. Amy.
Honky Tonk Association.
Incorrect.
Well, that's a good
same
guess.
Guitar tone, though, I feel like a little bit. Eddie, if you get this, you tie and you go to sudden death with Amy.
Well, the reason I laughed is because I thought it was Watermelon Crawl. You sure it's not Watermelon Crawl?
Oh, that's your answer?
Yeah.
No, it's Pickup Man, Joe Diffie.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. No.
Do you hear that, though? Set my truck on fire.
Hey, you guys, respect your leader, your winner, Amy. There she is. You guys back there having a pothole rock fight, and Amy runs away with it.
Wow.
She pulled tortoise in the hair on you guys.
She did.
You guys are all chilling, having fun. Oh. Amy just clopping forward.
Gotta stay focused.
Nice. Well, yes. Man, I take a joke again. My bad.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
All right, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Can I publicly ask you a personal question?
Sure.
We were talking on the show last week about Apple, and now you have all those, the email address, the text number, and now you have somebody else that you can put as your contact, or if you can't log in, mm-hmm. then it goes to them. Yeah. And if they check it off, then they let you in.
Yeah.
Cool. But I was thinking about emergency contacts in general.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're no longer married, who is your emergency contact, like straight up?
Yeah. I don't have one specifically. It's still Ben.
It's your ex-husband. What if she was in an emergency and he was like, I don't want to help her?
And my sister.
But she lives so far away.
Yeah, she's not. He's at least in close proximity to me. I mean, we live like a mile apart, so it's helpful if I were to need something. However, if you
died, would he get everything?
No, my kids do.
Yeah, but then that means he has to give them...
Have I updated that?
Ooh, you got to check on that.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I think that he will be fine with me having him as my emergency contact until he maybe gets in another relationship. Then I'll probably need to change it. Because I feel like he's going to get in one.
Why don't you use my wife or me?
Yeah. Why do you have to go... Yeah, when I'm filling it out, I don't know. It's just easier.
I have his number memorized.
I got his email memorized. You don't even have to put down name, number.
Hold on for one more day.
Yeah. You have to call all your doctors to change that? Like every single one?
I don't know. I guess I would just update it as circumstances arise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's on weird. A basis of whatever you're updating specifically.
Exactly.
Because you go in, they're like, oh, how you know?
He probably ignores the call.
I got a divorce.
It's an emergency?
Well, I wonder if I'm his. I don't know.
You don't know, Amy. Listen, Amy, I'm sorry. You got to let go. You got to change it. You can't wait until he gets in a relationship. You got to do it today.
Yeah, do it today. All right, we're going to move on, though.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Anybody participating in Sober October?
Me.
No.
I'm doing sober.
Sober every day.
Sober 43 years.
I've never heard of Sober October.
It does rhyme. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. And I know that we're pretty much halfway through the month.
Kind of rhymes. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can hop in on Sober October.
What about
now?
Half sober, half October?
Oh, start now?
No, just be half sober for the rest of the half of the month.
So people are already reporting the benefits that they're seeing. They've got healthier skin.
Well, yeah.
They're sleeping better. They're just not as cranky.
I mean, the fact that I wish I drank because it seems fun. But the fact that I have never drank, like, that's got to do physically be good. Not good for me, but not as bad as what you guys have done to your bodies, right?
Yeah, what are you saying? We don't look good?
No, I'm just saying you two go hard. And the fact that I haven't, that's good for me, right?
You would think, but...
No, I do. I think, like, long-term-wise, yeah. Like,
but he works too much.
That's true.
So that's bad for his body.
But imagine if I drank, too.
Oof, yeah.
But also don't go in the sun that often.
So that's probably why we look the same. Because you work too much,
hold on,
we drink
what?
Too much.
Excuse me?
Oh.
We're like twins, man. All
wait,
of
what?
Us. All three of us.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Yeah, the number one thing for people really is their skin. And it's like just totally different. Because alcohol is a diuretic and it makes your skin really dry. And then you have all these other issues. So if you want your skin to glow, Sober October.
I am very fortunate that I have A+ skin.
What does that mean?
Like it's really good.
No blemishes. No, I don't have to wash my face. Nothing. I mean,
I don't have to wash my face either.
It's so crazy to me that most guys don't wash their face and they don't have many.
I put water on it.
But that's it.
Like, if I wear makeup, I have to take it off, but I don't like have a night skincare routine. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay. I have solo hobbies that are going to boost your well-being. Like, does anybody like to do things by themselves?
Everything.
Golf.
Oh, that didn't make the list.
I mean, I like hanging out with my wife too, but if it's not her, I don't want to do anything with anybody. Mm. And then sometimes I just don't want to do anything with anybody. PlayStation. Playing Madden.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Cooking.
No.
Walking, hiking, volunteering
no,
with
I'll
animals.
Die.
Okay. This one stood out to me because I met a guy the other day that this is like what he, not like that.
Hey. Oh. Breaking news.
Okay.
Amy met a dude.
No, I was walking my dog at the trail and I'm pretty sure he was.
That's how a lot of movies
65
start.
65 years old. But he asked
that's called Sugar Daddy movie.
He asked if he could pet my dog, and I said, yeah. And then he said, he's like, I spend much of my time volunteering at the shelters, just like reading to dogs and cuddling with them. And I was like, God, that's such a good thing to go do.
That was his line?
Hey, that guy ain't doing crap.
No.
He's trying to cuddle with her.
Okay.
Who even says that? I spend all my time alone cuddling with dogs.
And reading to them.
Yeah, he's trying to get cuddling with you.
That's something you can go that I think would be good for your brain, like being around animals, giving back, doing something. This is a good solo hobby.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Good.
Okay, and the final two are knitting and journaling, which knitting I kind of want to try out.
I'll pass. All right, go ahead.
Reese Witherspoon was recently talking about how she feels it's important that parents really let their kids fail in order to grow. She says if you don't, you rob them of the discomfort of the experience and that opportunity, to just stretch and become who they are meant to be.
I agree. You only grow through something being uncomfortable, physical, mental, emotional. Growth only happens when it's uncomfortable. Even if you grow 3 inches in a summer and you're a kid, that hurts. Any growth only happens through having to work and push through adversity.
Yeah, Reese was talking about how when she was in fifth grade, she was suspended for being disruptive in class, but she was able to learn her lesson because her parents let her sit in her punishment and she felt uncomfortable, so therefore she went from it. And I feel like as a parent, sometimes we want to swoop in and just make it better or not have
that
to deal with it.
That can happen too, though.
Right.
I think it's a fine line.
It's a fine line. I just liked, she had this whole thing about it, and I just thought it was really good. Good advice.
There you go. Thank you, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A pair of puppies were abandoned at a Michigan animal shelter after being tossed over a fence. That sucks.
Mm.
This is a good story because that's what this segment's all about. Because if I just told that story and just left, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
On September 26th, the video captured individuals in a truck pulling into the Jackson County Animal Shelter's parking lot. One passenger got out and threw the puppies over the fence and drove off. And so that's awful. But if they didn't throw them over the fence, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. I'm trying to find like the spot here. At least they drove them over to the animal shelter. But when the shelter discovered the puppies, they had not had food. Obviously, they weren't taking care of them. They were emaciated. And they gave them a 1. They have a scale, like how it was a 1 out of 9.
Wow.
So the shelter director says, look, if you're not going to drop them off in the right way,
don't drop them off because you almost kill them doing it. And so they got online. They said, hey, these puppies are struggling. People hopped in and donated to help get them right. The puppies are on their way to being rehabilitated. Two of them have already been adopted. They're not gone yet because they got to get all the way to 9 before they're adopted. And so they're going to go and hopefully be happy dogs. Wow. But if it wasn't for the shelter and people stepping up in this Michigan town, you can't throw a dog over. Like, who can do that? That sucks. Just set the dog by the door.
Yeah.
Just lay the dog by the door. It might run off. Okay, so bring a cardboard box.
There's leave just them in the
that,
box.
Yes, there's just things that you can do. Golly. Thankfully, these dogs are okay. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did someone steal your credit card and, like, start spending money?
Yeah, I got hacked or stolen. I don't know. But all of a sudden, these weird charges showed up on my credit card. And I'm like, what in the world?
How do you know? Because on my phone, if I get one... anything's charged, it shows me immediately. Do you have that set up on your phone? There's no way you do.
No, Shane. He doesn't have email.
Halfway through me asking that question, I knew that wasn't it. So how did you know?
No, I just check my statement every couple of days.
Like online?
You get online and log in?
I go to the website and
I
log in.
It mailed to me in paper form.
No, that's what you do is you check it and
I hear you.
You look and I'm like, what is that? I've never heard of that. And I click on it. I'm like, huh, that's weird. Oh, wait, there's another one. Huh, that's weird.
Same place?
No, different places.
Like same city, same state?
Yeah.
Where?
Michigan.
Why'd you cross your arms? You think Ray's stealing your card?
So then I think,
Ray doesn't even live in Michigan right now.
Yeah, but guess who he does have there? A lot of family members.
Oh, his sister. You think Ray is stealing card information and sending it to his family?
I mean, it just seems kind of suspect out of all 50 states of, you know what I mean?
Well, you could assign a state to a lot of
relatives
us.
All over the country.
What if they buy?
Yeah, what stores? That you remember.
Because he does have a nephew.
Hold, exactly.
Yeah.
Ray okay, has but a what nephew. Does that mean that there's a nephew?
I don't know, man. He's in Michigan.
Look that up. We're going to do the corny. Find out. He logs into his credit card site super easy and quick. Like, he can't do anything, but he knows that. Amy, let's go.
Oh, here it is. You want to know?
Let's do it after the corny.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a skeleton detective?
What do you call a skeleton detective?
Sherlock Bones.
Did you make that up? Did you make that up?
You wrote that.
Did you make that up?
It's not good.
Did you make that up?
I thought
up?
You would especially no, did like you make it because your last name.
Yes or no, did you make that up?
No.
Oh. It felt like you made it up.
like 2 minutes
like
ago.
Like you freestyled it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, there it is.
Okay.
All right, Lunchbox, where was this credit card used?
It was used to purchase tickets on the Michigan ferry boat, the fire department in Michigan.
What do you mean? How do you...
Like donating money?
I don't know. It just said certain fire department in Michigan. A Starbucks.
I'll write that off on my taxes and then he gets it back too.
A Starbucks in Michigan.
Okay.
And this is where it points to Ray's nephew. A little league baseball park in Michigan.
Oh my goodness.
But again, you're accusing Ray's nephew of...
No, I'm saying Ray gave it to him.
Accusing children?
No, yes. Little league.
Do you think Ray gave the car to his nephew and said, go spend it? Or do you think, were you ever around him? Could he have taken it?
No, I wasn't around Ray's nephew.
I don't think it had anything to do with Ray. Ray, do you have anything to do with this?
No. I'm innocent. So is my nephew. Even though I am from Michigan, I haven't lived there, though, in 20 years.
Did you cancel the card?
I had to cancel the card.
Yeah. Did they make one purchase for like a dollar at first to see if it worked? That's usually what happens. I'll do a tiny purchase. And if it works, it doesn't draw attention. Then they go crazy with it.
I believe the Starbucks was the first purchase. So they probably got a coffee. And then it worked. And then it went to the, they went on the Michigan ferry boat.
And they bought a fire truck.
That's to cross the river.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. You cross the river on the ferry boat.
And then they went to the Little League game across the river, bought some stuff there.
Wow.
And then made a donation to the fire department. What like, oh, look, we're good citizens.
And you don't know.
I don't have any idea who it could have been. But that's kind of crazy. Like, you would think they would go to, like, Walmart and buy something big. But they're, I mean, at the Little League and at the...
Maybe they were doing the smaller stuff to see if you notice, and then they go big.
Oh, I would do the big stuff immediately after you do one smaller thing, because you know somebody's about to notice.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Oof.
At least you got lucky.
I did get lucky. I'm going to have to get...
How much money are you out total?
It was like $172.
Not bad for identity
theft. But
the
bank will pay you back, right?
Yeah, they'll pay me back, hopefully.
And I'll write off the deduction to the fire department. All right, well, I'm glad it didn't go worse than that.
Yeah. I'm just glad to know it wasn't Ray going through my wallet.
It wasn't Ray going through your wallet.
Yeah, if I steal your identity, you'll know.
Wait, what?
What does that mean?
Wait, what?
Why?
I'll take you for everything you have.
Okay, we're just going to play a song and get out of the segment.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So these are safety tips that we probably haven't thought of?
Yeah, this woman popped up on my Instagram and she's a safety expert. She studied criminal justice and all kinds of things. So she knows what criminals are doing or what they're after and how women are vulnerable. And I just never thought about how I carry myself in a parking lot or when I'm walking from store to store or walking from building to building.
So is it about making yourself less attractive to somebody who's going to want to attack somebody?
Yes, you're minimizing your vulnerability.
Okay, and so what do you have here?
And so these are clips. This is actually stuff that she shared.
Okay.
There's 3 things I want you to always keep in mind. Your stride, your posture, and your awareness. Always walk with confidence and a purpose. Remember that a distracted person is a very easy target. So make sure you're never walking around with your head buried in your phone. Practice situational awareness always. Last but not least, strong eye contact and acknowledgement. I see you and I'm aware that you're there. Remember that if you ever find yourself in a scary situation, noise is your friend.
And carry an AK-47. No one will mess with you.
Yeah. Well, she said she always has pepper spray on her and an alarm on her key.
To go,
yeah.
Something that I personally do is always carry pepper spray or pepper gel and a personal keychain alarm with me at all times. Gives me added peace of mind should I ever need it. It's not living in fear, it's living aware.
Yeah, those alarms are pretty scary. You hit it and it just goes, I would stop trying to kill you if you did that, just out of annoyance.
Yeah, and everyone's going to turn around to that sound and see what's happening.
Problem is, when they attack people, there's usually not everyone around.
No, that's true.
You're kind of alone-ish.
Yeah, and that's why I thought the eye contact thing was interesting, too. And I don't think it definitely means it's going to work, but you probably could intimidate someone more so if you're just facing it head on instead of, like,
if you make eye contact
avoiding
with me,
it.
I think you're trying to come on to me.
No, not in that way. She's saying in a confident way, like, I see you, you're not coming up on me, I know you're here, and then you've got your alarm ready, and then boom, you get them.
It's a different look, Bones.
Maybe you just walk. Is it? Yeah. I never had either one, so I don't know. Maybe you just walk around with your alarm on the whole time when you're outside.
Oh, always?
Yeah. It's like people at festivals have the flag. They carry the flag so you can always find them.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you... John's here.
I think Amy's good in the parking lots, though. She's always in a hurry. Like, Amy's always like...
And she drives like running into stuff.
No, I do not. No.
So here you go. This is Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about aliens. Do you guys know Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I've heard the name.
Like the most famous scientist in the whole world.
Okay. I follow him.
Oh, that's not... I thought he was an actor.
Acting as a scientist?
No, I was thinking...
Are you thinking of Mike Tyson?
No, I'm thinking about Tyson.
Degrassi?
No, Tyson Beckford.
Okay, well, no, this is Neil deGrasse Tyson. And so this is a podcast by Zach Justice talking about aliens. You know me. I love it. He was asked about what are the chances that aliens have already found out about Earth and who we are and why he thinks aliens haven't been on Earth.
Aliens may be vastly more intelligent than we are because they figured out how to get here.
Correct.
And we haven't left low Earth orbit in 50 years. So the question is, why would we think they would be interested in us at all? I remain unconvinced that we've been visited by aliens. We have high resolution images of the surface of Mars. We have images from the edge of the universe. We have this high resolution imagery of all these places in the universe. And the best you have is a fuzzy monochromatic tic-tac. And you want to say those are visiting aliens? If that's the best you have, we have more work to do here.
So he has some points. The only thing that I would say is, how do we know we'd be able to see them with our cameras and our technology? Yeah, it's like Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster or the spaceship. It's like, okay. But if they're really advanced, why would they be made of organic materials like we have? And why would they be things that our cameras and the irises in these cameras would be able to see? So
I can't be that smart to be invisible.
Would you go ahead?
How can we define how smart something is that we don't even know if it exists?
That's really smart.
We don't even know if it exists. We're going, it can't be that smart.
Don't you give them too much credit.
Here are these two guys talking about it again, and Neil deGrasse Tyson. And they ask, do you think the technologies are being kept from us because as a human race, we're not ready for it yet?
People think, especially the government, has all these secret things and their secret capabilities. Have you ever worked for the government?
I try not
to. The level of incompetence. And
I think he's like a PR person for the government now.
Oh, really?
Really?
I've heard that before anyway.
Oh, really?
He goes out and says stuff. But that's a... Have you ever worked for the government?
But I've got buddies that work for the government. They're not very bright.
Oh.
But a lot of bright people do work for the government.
And we just don't know them because we don't have to go get our tags. New tags from them and stand in line for 4 hours.
Not that kind of job, but yeah.
But I'm just saying, he's so jokey about that, it makes me feel like he's lying.
Wow, okay.
He makes it, you work for the government? And he's a brilliant guy. I love listening to him. But that part, I feel like he's hiding something. And yeah, they have technology we don't know. Let's take aliens out of it. Of course they have technology we don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The moon landing thing is weird.
What about?
Because all the plans that we had that got us to the moon, they don't exist anymore. They destroyed them. They're like, we don't have the how to get there anymore.
That's weird. Yeah, that is weird. Like, we don't save stuff. Like, we save stuff.
And
we save everything.
I think we landed on the moon. Just let me say that. I just think there's a bunch of weird stuff. And the footage that America saw and the footage that we have of it was of a camera shooting a screen. It wasn't.
Oh, because we didn't know how to record that stuff then.
But you also
weren't.
Because
it was still
there.
A broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
So it was broadcast onto a screen, but then they shot the screen instead of feeding the feed through. That was a weird thing, too. I know. I still think it happened. But it was a race with the Russians.
Yeah.
Here is why he thinks the moon landing was not faked.
Not only all the imagery in the 1960s, you'd have to fake the millions of pages of engineering diagrams for the Saturn V rocket, the warehouses in which they were stored. But here's the best that I heard about this. The government goes to Neil Armstrong and said, Neil, we don't know how to get you to the moon, but we have to pretend we did. So what are you going to do? We're going to get some Hollywood people and we're going to stage it. In order to fake it, what we'll do is we'll shoot it on location.
That's too jokey, man.
That's not funny.
See, I do believe we went, but now that he's like jokey, I'm like, what's he hiding? Why is he hiding it? He's like, we'll shoot it on location, which means they have to get to the moon.
The moon.
And shoot it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, I get that now. All right.
He's too jokey.
Okay.
Now I start believing it's fake because of that one clip. It's too much cover. That one's almost too much cover up, I feel like.
Yeah.
To be totally fake. But that's what's up. A little science for you this morning.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
I think I'm fed a lot of his videos to my For You algorithm because if he comes up, I watch a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what is weird, though? If we did land on the moon, like, why aren't we out there more?
Well,
like,
now they're saying we're going to build houses there.
Yeah, like, we've had time already to do that.
I don't know, man.
There's other things. Oh, and
is
then...
Is it even real? Is the moon even real?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it? A minute ago when we played the safety tips when walking, I should give her a handle in case people want to find her.
She on the CB?
Breaker.
Give her a handle. Hey, what's your 20 out there, girl? Give me safety tips.
No, it's Dana_Eve. And yeah, I don't even follow her, but her stuff
Wouldn't
just
that be like her
up.
Username or her?
I thought you said handle.
I think handle's right.
Breaker 1-2. It's a.
what's your handle?
Yeah.
I'm doing a nickel down the highway.
All right, let's go and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Researchers have found that feelings of happiness last longer after your favorite sports team wins in comparison to hearing your partner say, I love you.
What? So,
most people that have... Well, we can hear I love you all the time.
Mm. We say it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I tell my wife I love her all the time. Probably 5, 6, 10 times a day. I don't know. End a phone call. Love you. Walk out of the room. Love you.
Oh, yeah. It's not that easy to get a win.
Yeah, no. Arkansas lost again this week, so it's very hard to get a win. It is terrible. I hate it. I hate sports.
What, but if they lose, doesn't I love you help you out?
No.
Okay.
It's like, stop.
Didn't think so.
You're not helping anything. And what stinks for me is she's a big Oklahoma fan, and they're crushing this year. And so it's not that she rubs it in, but after we'll lose a big game, she's like, it's okay, at least Oklahoma won. And she means it seriously. And I'm like, that doesn't help me at all. It helps me none that Oklahoma won. Just like, I'm
So, yeah, I'd rather hear, hey, congrats on your team winning than I love you. Yeah. Now, if I had to eliminate one of them forever, that'd be a tough one to think about. I'd have to spend more time.
Stop.
Yeah.
You're so lying. That is from Capital One. Suzanne Somers died at 76 years old following a cancer battle. She was in Three's Company. She's the sheriff. She was in
Thighmaster.
She made $300 million from the Thighmaster.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I owned one.
I think she... No.
I mean, did she own the company?
Or was she just the spokesperson?
I owned one. I think she probably had some back end or some ownership of it. I don't think she invented it.
No.
But I think because she was so famous, if you take something like that, you then have some ownership of it.
Yeah, she was the official spokesperson.
So she had an aggressive form of breast cancer for over 23 years. Ah, it sucks.
Gosh, yeah.
What else was she in? I know Three's Company.
Yeah, Step by Step.
That's it. She was the mom with Patrick Duffy, the dad.
That's right.
And the NFL is considering a London Super Bowl.
No.
Stupid.
No.
Roger Goodell, the commissioner, was asked about the possibility of a London Super Bowl. His response, it's not impossible. I mean, who cares? I'm not going anyway, so it doesn't matter to me where it is.
But it's an American sport.
I hear you.
So it should be here.
But let's spread it. Let's make America more money.
We're already doing, like, what, 5-6 games over there?
I don't care where it is. Okay. I don't give a crap. I ain't going, so I don't
care. Well, that's true.
It's like a musical artist that I like that dies. That if I don't listen to their new music anymore, they never die. I still listen to the music the exact same way. To me, they're not dead. To me, the Super Bowl's in whatever city.
Yeah, we're watching it on TV.
Yeah,
anyway.
Who cares?
But here's the deal, though. I mean, they play it at 5 o'clock here if it's in America.
They'll play
at
2 a.m.
Over there,
I have no idea.
It'd have to be super late.
Isn't it a really good, it's really, I don't know, maybe it costs a lot more than they make, but I figure it's good for the economy wherever
here.
It is. Yeah, so wouldn't we want to keep it here?
We would, but here's what I think about. If we can make the sport a little more worldwide, we can dominate that in the Olympics for like 10 Olympics until they get better at us.
Okay. You're thinking about the goal?
Yes, I'm thinking about like long term. If we can get other countries playing American football, we'll just kick their butts in everything.
Hmm.
They're thinking about flag football in the Olympics.
That'd be awesome.
Which would be awesome. So, yeah, we should probably just have the Super Bowl here. But if they do London, I don't care. Netflix and grill instead of chill. There's apparently stores they're going to open up and restaurants that are Netflix stores and restaurants. So you can go in and you can eat and buy clothes and maybe there's an obstacle course.
Clothes? They have Netflix clothes?
Well, it's a store. So they'll have different things. They could have like Squid Game t-shirts.
Oh, that's cool.
Or they could have anything that Netflix owns apparel. But I don't know. I remember when ESPN did this with restaurants. It didn't go so well. And it's almost like, ooh, remember the lane that you're in? Because it's hard to go and crush an entirely different area. But the Daily Mail has that story. Netflix will have rotating installations like ticketed shows in restaurants, food, Netflix bites.
It'd be kind of cool to eat food from a certain show that you, if they're known for something or like, you know what I mean? If it's a certain era or time frame or part of the country where a food is popular or...
Like what?
Or like if
example.
I know that Chef is on Hulu or whatever that show is, The Bear.
The Bear, yeah.
It's on Hulu, but...
They wouldn't have that there because that's Hulu.
Yeah, that's Hulu. So name a Netflix food you would like to have.
Well, maybe like the great baking show of England or whatever that show is. Yeah. All right, moving on. Experts reveal the worst question you can ask on a first date. Any guesses?
How much money do you make?
Yeah. Do you have kids?
What?
You have to ask that
question. That's the best question.
Are you married?
That's also a question that needs to be asked. A relationship expert has revealed the questions that you need to avoid on the first date. Under no circumstances should you ask, why are you single?
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay. But
that's a fair question, though.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, but I wouldn't ask it like that.
Okay. How would you do
that? Maybe you ask, like, why are you single? Like,
no, not the tone. I wouldn't change the tone. I would say something like, how long have you been single? Why do you think you haven't been able to, like, settle? Are you picky? There are ways to ask it instead of putting the pressure on somebody. Like, why are you single? Loser. That's all.
Okay.
But if you're asking, you're also single, so it's the same thing. I guess it's not really that bad because, hey, why are you single? Well, I'm single too.
Why are you single?
Then I would lead with this is why I'm single. What would you say the factors are that have kept you single? But just to go, why are you single is like, what's wrong with you? Is that kind of question. Amy, remember that.
But with the tone, I feel like the tone could be like, you're such a good catch. Like, why are you single?
Why are you single?
Yeah. Thieves in Florida use a tractor trailer to steal more than $1.6 million in alcohol.
Yeah, I saw that.
An investigation is underway in Florida after burglars used the tractor trailers to steal more than $1.6 million in alcohol from a distribution company that carries Jose Cuervo and Malibu. Talk to me about each of them, Eddie. Jose Cuervo is?
Tequila.
And Malibu is?
Rum. Coconut flavored rum.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're stealing this stuff to sell it then?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're not having a party.
Okay.
High school kids, maybe.
Out of the back of beer trucks.
Yeah.
Like that used to
beer
happen.
Beer runs, yeah.
Yeah. Between 4 a.m. and 9:45 a.m., the thieves removed 4,277 cases of liquor from the company.
Dang.
Wow. The thieves referred to as unknown suspects also removed digital video recorders used by the distributor.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, they took it all down. Like, okay. Somebody had to know from the inside.
Yes. That's it. Inside job. If you know where the cameras are, everything, someone told you. You have a diagram.
From CNN. If there was a drug you could take to stop your hair from turning gray or reverse the graying process, would you do it? I don't really care about gray. I've had gray in my sideburns and in my chin a little bit for like, since I'm like 36 years old. The gray doesn't matter. I don't like it when it's patchy. I'd rather it all be gray or all be brown.
Mm.
I don't like splotchy. But I don't think I would take a medicine. Now, not to lose hair, I would definitely take a medicine
for
there.
Sure.
Yeah.
But not the gray doesn't bother me. Amy, a gray in a guy?
No, I think it can look...
distinguished?
You know, yeah. Sophisticated, mature. I don't mind it. Gray's fine. My brother went gray at like 24.
Really?
That's tough.
And full head of gray.
Like Anderson Cooper, I don't remember him being anything but gray. And he used to do Channel 1 when I was in school.
Like Channel 1 Network.
He was really,
and
he had gray hair as like
and
a young guy. Yeah. Moving on, a new study has found that having an extra cup of coffee each day can be associated with reduced risk of gaining weight. But there is one important caveat. It can't have any sugar in it. Adding creamer, non-dairy creamer, doesn't really allow you to still live by this.
So it's just like black coffee.
Yeah. So, and Mike D drinks black coffee 2 or 3 a day. Like just straight black.
What about like almond milk? That doesn't have sugar in it, right?
If you have unsweetened.
Some do.
Okay.
Yeah. We drink almond milk at my house. Not my choice. I drink whatever's there. And so the almond milk, I finally got used to it. And I was like, okay, this is fine. And then my wife switched to, we don't want a lot of chemicals in our almond milk. And I'm like, well, we're already at almond milk. We've already made a jump. We're good. And then you have the non-chemical almond milk.
Oh, really?
And almond milk, they don't even call it almond milk anymore because people would think that it was milk when they buy it. They say milked almonds.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's not milk if it's from almonds?
It's, well, it's water.
Oh.
Amy explained this one time, like they soak the almonds in
you
water.
You take the nipples of the almond.
And then you
Yeah.
You milk it.
Yeah, you soak the almonds in water.
Yeah, and no, and then it. You just like.
Wow.
Whenever my wife's not home, I either order from Walgreens on Uber Eats 2% milk, or I go to the gas station and get it. And I feel like I'm doing something bad.
It's so bad.
Man, bad boy.
What does she do if she finds an empty carton in the trash?
He gets rid of it.
Yeah. No. I'm going through all the steps someone would do if they're... divorce is okay for the kids, they say. Great news for divorced fathers and mothers. Researchers found that broken homes can be just as healthy. In fact, divorced parents scored equally well on 3 areas of the study. Nurturing, consistency, and discipline. When divorced researchers found parents, that they found they try even harder to make most of their quality time. That a lot of times when unhappy couples are together, they are not spending quality time with each other or the kids, but... when they're divorced, they make sure to do that. And it actually is better for the kid in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I can see that.
So University of Alberta with that. You can see...
I can see how that's very possible. I mean, it depends. It could be, like you said, a married couple staying together. And it could be harmful to the kids depending on how they're interacting. But if you are in a healthy divorced relationship and you want to, maximize your time that you have with the kids, you do end up getting... probably some more time with them.
Because you and your husband trade weeks with the kids. And you guys are also live close to each other still.
We do.
Do you feel like that happens with you? Like you spend way more time?
Yeah. And so the best advice I got for that, because we're week on, week off, we were going to do Sunday to Sunday. And a friend told me, hey, I started off with that. And I have to say Friday to Friday is the best way to do it. And so on Friday mornings, they go to school and then their dad picks them up or vice versa. And so your first weekend with them, you are fresh off a week of no kids.
Freedom.
So you're, I know, which it's hard. The transition's hard. I miss them. And so does he. But like when they're coming into your home, you have more energy. You should be, it's like your first weekend together is more quality time. Whereas if you do Sunday to Sunday, then your weekend with them is on the tail end and you're a little more tired. So that's just my advice. If you're doing week on, week off, try Friday to Friday.
Can you call if it's like a Wednesday and be like, hey, can you take the kids for a little bit? I got to go do this.
That's not in the paperwork.
You can't be a babysitter?
No.
Would you do that if you had to?
Okay, so because we have a good relationship, if we absolutely needed to, we would. But we do try to respect the boundaries. And so that's also difficult for the kids to have another parent. We have found if you swoop in at any moment when it's the off week, it can dysregulate things. So we do sitters. And I mean, there's times where I've had to, yeah, get a sitter for something where it would totally make sense for him to just come in and help, or vice versa. And we just have to respect that and pay the sitter.
Well, how progressive of you.
Wow. What if he has a date? Does he call you and be like, hey, I have a date? Can you?
Well,
they do that in the off weeks.
No, but there, the off weeks. But there was a time where I needed to come by and pick up something. Stevenson needed something from his dad's, like a bag. And so I said, hey, I need to come by and get this for Stevenson.
Woman answers door in a towel.
Oh, no.
No, but I just was told, he's like, okay, as long as you can get it before 5:30. I was like, okay.
That's not a good time. So,
oh, my goodness.
But not in a, I just assume, no, I think he had maybe someone coming over for dinner or something.
Excellent.
So I
respectfully
zoomed
Did
in there.
Did you feel jealous?
No, I was like, okay, cool. If okay, 4
p.m. I don't think you would feel, I wouldn't, I think your answer would be no.
No, I'd be happy for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's just, you know, that was the first time I'd ever had a time limit to get something.
TSA says, from Lifehacker, it is still illegal, they want everybody to know, to get on a plane with weed or cannabis, even if it's legal in your state.
Oh.
Because planes are run by federal agencies.
Mm.
And federally, it is not legal. So it can be legal in whatever states, but federally it is not legal. So they still walk around and try to find it. And if you have it, you can get in trouble.
They can arrest you?
Yeah. States that where it's illegal, they'll still throw you in jail. Which which is crazy.
You could be flying to a state, where it's illegal, and then you're a mule.
But you can just say, I didn't know. Like, if you got the popcorn, you know, like.
No, negligence is not a
thing. No.
But negligence with something that would be understandably forgotten. I mean, it's not, if you're taking like 5 pounds of something, I don't think
you're a mule.
They know you're distributing. But I would imagine if you get arrested or if they find like something, what'd you say? What's popcorn?
Like popcorn, weed popcorn. Like if you go to San Francisco, you can get weed.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, did you have that?
What the heck?
Yeah.
I've heard of like gummies.
No, you can get in all sorts of things.
That's just interesting you'd go there first. But I think they'd probably be more understanding maybe if you did come from a place, but I wouldn't mess with it.
And just so you know, those dogs at the airport, people always freak out. They're not searching for your weed. They're searching for bombs. So don't freak out if you have some in your bag and that dog comes walking through.
Sure.
How does he know?
I think they're trained for both.
No, for sure. They're
there are
for
drug
bombs.
Dogs there, too.
Yeah, I've seen dogs with DEA on their little vests.
But they're probably more bomb dogs than drug dogs. But yes, they, depending on the airport, they do have drug dogs.
I think
as
they're
well.
Murder dogs, too. Like, if you murder someone, they can tell.
Yeah, I don't.
Murder?
Hey, everybody, take your drugs. It's all free. Just don't take a bomb. All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
Because my niece was up for homecoming princess. She's in 9th grade, so she made homecoming. And then they announced at the game who won princess. I never heard of such a thing.
Well, people are crowned at the games, yeah.
But I thought they already won, and they just crowned them.
Yeah, I guess different schools do it different ways.
So I go. And I'm excited. I'm there to walk her. I don't know where her dad was, but I'm there to walk her. And we do the thing where we go through the big undercarriage and you walk out on the field and they say stuff about her. And then we stand there. And then they're like, okay, let's call the winner. And I said something to her I probably shouldn't have said. Because we're there and I lean over and I go, we don't lose.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Okay. As in, like, our family doesn't lose.
Oh. Or as in, like, no matter what, you're always a winner?
Nope. It's like, we don't lose. I didn't. Like, we don't lose, Kylie. And I didn't, because I didn't realize that was happening right then, and I wish I wouldn't have said that. But, and then, there's a video, and some people say I went a little too hard, and I'll put it up on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. She won.
Oh, okay.
Thank God,
yes. And I was just like, yeah,
I told you.
I was pretty pumped.
We don't lose.
Not realizing that there were people that lost right beside us.
Yeah, I forgot
so people
that.
Said I went a little too hard, but I was just genuinely excited. And so I'll post it up there. You can see the video, Mr. Bobby Bones. I'll post it in just a second. But that's it was fine. It was a lot of fun. We went and then we lost the football game, which stunk a little bit, but it was okay. We also play 8-man football because the school's so small.
Oh, wow.
But we go back to 11-man next year. But that's how small those
You've always been 8-man?
No, we played 11-man.
Okay.
In the last few years, we played 8-man. But the difficulty with that is there aren't a lot of schools that play 8-man, so you got to travel like 2 and 3 hours.
So is there people that get rotated in, or are they all on the field?
I don't understand your question.
Okay.
There are people on the sidelines, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm just like, what if somebody gets hurt?
Well, when I was playing football, we all, again, I went to a AA school, so we had 50 kids in my class. But a lot of people play both ways. So you don't really have to do that at big schools.
You mean offense and defense?
Mm-hmm.
Both ways.
And special teams. I guess you play all the ways.
Oh, yeah.
But shout out Mount Pine Homecoming and Kylie killing it.
Yeah.
Did you get some concessions?
Represent.
Do you know this story?
Yes.
What happened?
What do you mean concessions?
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
Yeah. Tell him. Bobby went hard on the concession.
Wait, did I tell you the concession stand?
Yeah.
When did I tell? Were you at the house?
Yeah, on Saturday. Oh, you don't remember? Right. I went to your house and I cooked.
I do.
You remember
Sorry,
that?
Sorry, my days are mixed up. Yes. So we never lost at shuffleboard either.
That's there we go.
I remember that. I said, hey, man, I would love a Frito pie just like home. And so my sister goes and gets me a Frito pie. I had like 3 bites and I was fighting diarrhea the rest of the night. Oh. It was awful. Mm.
We did not need to know.
It was
this
a boxing match
story.
In my belly. I only had 3 bites.
A boxing match.
In my belly. Left, right. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God.
But it's probably been so long since you have Frito pie, dude.
I've had.
Your stomach's like, what are you doing to me?
Yes. It went into shock. And it was awesome. Those 3 bites tasted great.
Yeah.
Just like home. But congratulations, Kylie. It's pretty awesome. I had my niece's homecoming this weekend that we went to, so I was not able to go to the St. Jude like get together where they take artists and there's music and it kind of, you know, re-energizes everybody for the upcoming St. Jude year. So a lot of you guys on the show went, except but when you come back and there's more than 2 or 3 people from the show that goes, there's always just so much drama that goes down. So do we want to get into this or no? We can, but it's next segment. It's up to you guys. Thumbs up, yes. Thumbs down, no. Lunchbox up, yes. Eddie, yes. Morgan, yes. Okay. Then we will do it, and it will be awkward, but I'm here for it. By the way, we love St. Jude. We love raising millions of dollars, but this is stuff that happened between our show members at this, like, gala. Next, Bobby Bone Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Before we get into this very trivial segment, I'd like for everybody to know that we as a show are very involved with St. Jude, have been for years, been able to raise $25 million or so. We love them. We love the listeners jump in with us. You guys have made it all possible. I'm going to say that as serious as I can because you guys have problems.
It's about to get not serious.
Well, yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, not oh. You're the one who sent in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did.
So Lunchbox gets back and sends this whole email. I'm going to let him go first. So Lunchbox, you want to talk about Abby.
Yes.
What happened?
Guys, Abby is taking this I'm an artist thing way too serious. She has lost her, she's off her rocker. We go to the St. Jude dinner. It's amazing. They do all these speeches. They have family members come up and talk about their experience at St. Jude. They have Brothers Osborne up there playing.
They got a big award.
Yeah, big Angels Among Us, yeah. They played, and then two other songwriters that wrote massive hits played. And then the guy from Alabama.
Yeah, Randy Owen.
He's really involved with St. Jude. He's there. And at the very end, he leads everybody in singing Angels Among Us.
I believe there are angels among us.
And he says, listen, I know there's a lot of artists in the crowd tonight. You know, we had some amazing artists on stage perform. Will all the artists please come up on stage and sing this song with me? And Abby gets out of her chair and goes up on stage, guys. I mean, we're talking Matt Stell, George Burge, Brothers Osborne, Randy Owen,
Abby Anderson
goes down and shakes everybody's hand, and he gets to Abby, and he looks at her like, who is this? Skips right over, does not shake her hand because he's like, this is just some homeless chick that walked up on stage.
Why she gotta be homeless?
Because he has no idea who she is. Guys, it was cringe worthy. We were in our chairs falling over, just going, oh my gosh, Abby thinks she's an artist.
Okay, you've said your piece. Now, there are a couple different stories, obviously. Abby, I do want to come to you so you can have, you can say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I had no intention. When he said all the artists come up, I was eating. I was like, this is an awesome moment for them. Cool. And then a table behind me, a couple ladies from the Big 98, they were like, Abby, Abby. And then people from our table, which was like Bobby Bones Show people, and then a couple St. Jude ladies were like, go up there, Abby. You have a song on the radio, go. And they wouldn't stop. So I was like, oh, fine, I'll go up.
Scuba, you can always be our unbiased. What do you think happened?
Then
we'll move on to another one.
I pushed her to go up there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I pushed her back. I was like, you should go up there. You have a song on the radio. Technically, you're a singer. Just go up there and enjoy the moment. You should have this.
So she didn't just jump up there and go like, I'm an artist.
No, it wasn't just her going on her own. It would have been kind of cringy that way. But a lot of people were like, Abby, you should go up there. And I think after that point, people were just like, well, I guess I should go up there. Everyone's saying I should.
Then I don't feel like that's cringe.
No, that makes sense.
Okay. No, but did Randy Owen skip right over when he shook everybody's hands?
I think he should. I don't.
He shook my hand.
Okay, maybe. I guess allegedly.
Did you make
shook
that
hand
up?
No, even the St. Jude girl.
Did she shake your hand? Yes, shake your hand?
I have a video. Like, I will show you.
Even the Jessica from St. Jude was like, did you see Randy Owen skip over Abby?
I'm sure.
She did not.
She has a video. I believe her. Lunchbox got a voicemail that he wants to play about Abby, and then we'll move off of this. This is a listener that sent this.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know how you guys used to give out my phone number?
Oh, back in the day, 2103.
Nah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Some dude calls my phone and leaves this voicemail about Abby.
After all these years?
After all these years.
Your voicemail's not full?
No, I delete voicemails.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah,
oh,
dummy.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And he played Abby's song, which I love her song, but it's obviously totally enhanced. I love Abby, but she's not that great of a singer. So now I'm wondering how many country singers actually aren't that good and are enhanced. Is it all a hoax?
That's a great question. Enhanced, not really the... I guess, sure, I think that's fair, but I think there's just effects. And nobody just sings dry into a microphone and gets put on a record. Even if they're not messing with, we'll call it auto-tune, usually there's an effect on something all the time, even instruments. But yeah, everybody's messed with.
It was just an interesting voicemail, and I was like...
You just liked it because he bashed at me.
Very nice.
Let's be honest.
It really wasn't enhanced that much.
Abby, I think your song is great.
Abby, quit defending it. You're enhanced.
It's funny that he calls Lunchbox's voicemail saying that you played Abby's song.
He knows that guy.
Abby, I'm going to go to you now. So I know you have some stuff on Lunchbox you wanted to share.
I do.
Go ahead.
So at the dinner, the same one we're talking about, it was pretty fancy, right? There were nice centerpieces, really nice meal. And at the end of the night, we're all going back. And I was waiting at the elevator, so I got there before him. And I turn around, and here comes a guy with 5 boxes of food to take up to his room to his family. The only guy that has boxes of food to go. Yeah,
this tracks though. I mean,
it does track
what
sure
he does.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of him, and it's like it's stacked so tall. He's trying to hold the stack as he's getting in the elevator.
Okay, but is it food that was going to get thrown away
ding,
anyway?
Ding, ding, ding. So. Thank you, Amy. The food was going in the trash.
But you don't know that.
Thank you.
But you don't know that.
No, I absolutely know it. They said they're going to throw this away unless you want to take it. And I said, yeah, bring me a box. And they brought me boxes. So
okay.
I mean,
sure, I have no problem.
Why
with
would
that.
You let's waste
move,
food?
Let's move to the next one.
Thank you,
Morgan.
Ding, ding, ding.
What do you have? Oh, Morgan has a microphone.
Come here, Morgan.
We're dealing on broken microphones here. Morgan, will you go up and grab Eddie's microphone?
Yeah.
Half of our studio is broken today, and we've been kind of patching this thing together with duct tape. Also, the phones don't work, so Merry Christmas. All right. Okay, Morgan.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, tell me your story.
Okay, so there were two things. Obviously, St. Jude paid for an extra night for him to come up this weekend.
Lunchbox,
him
yes.
Being lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice of them.
They paid for his family to have an extra long vacation.
Yeah, so you'd think, oh, I'm going to be really nice and like show up to everything I'm supposed to. Lunchbox didn't show up to any of the seminars we were supposed to go to unless they had food. If they had food, he was there. But like any of the other seminars, he was nowhere to be found.
You didn't go to... But that's what the weekend was really about.
No, the weekend was we went to a dinner where they talked about St. Jude. I went to the breakfast where they talked about St. Jude. I went and toured St. Jude. And then I went to the...
What about the lunch? Did you go to the lunch?
I went to the lunch.
Yeah. He did lunch and then he left.
He did. He didn't stay for that.
No, yeah, and then that was it.
But none of the teachings, the individual...
What are they...
The whole afternoon, like, he was gone. He was MIA. Nobody knew where he was.
What was the seminar? The seminar was... let me talk about how I've been working with St. Jude since college. What? I don't care.
Oh, he's mad because I talked at one of the seminars. And
I heard you got taken off the panel
canceled.
And Morgan didn't.
I got canceled.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, because you didn't show up to anything.
No.
Well, I do have a feeling based on another story that I have.
But like, what did you talk about in your seminar?
How St. Jude has been interconnected throughout my personal and professional life over the last 12 years.
So why do I need to hear that?
But why did you get canceled?
I don't know. I was told that I was going to talk about ideas on how to drum up interest on the telethon, and they were going to play some of our air checks, like when we take callers and stuff.
You are good at that. I will say, Lunchbox is really good at interacting with the callers during the radiothon and giving updates. He's good at that.
And so they were going to play some of those, yeah. And then when I showed up, they're like, we decided you're not going to do that. And I was like, all right, cool. Guess I got the afternoon off.
What were you going to say, Morgan?
Well, I think I know why he got canceled, because they were like a little worried about him, because later that night there was like this big Halloween party, and he was hosting that costume contest. Lunchbox was so drunk. He got drunk before.
You were wasted at a St. Jude event?
While he was like hosting, he was chugging drinks while he was hosting the thing. Like, I'm pretty sure he downed at least 4 drinks during his hosting.
You were drunk before you even got there?
No, no, no. It was a party.
Why'd you say it like that?
No. That's what I'm saying. No, it was a party, and they had free alcohol, and they said, drink up. Like, let's celebrate St. Jude and celebrate
the costume party that you were drunk. Were there kids from the hospital there?
No.
Yes. No, there were patients participating in the costume party.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
There was two
Scuba
kids.
Steve.
Doesn't know.
Scuba there Steve. Was Lunchbox drunk at the St. Jude hospital?
Yeah, we had drinks at the lobby bar before we went up there.
Yeah.
But then I cut it off because we got up there, and it's only beer and wine. I'll drink beer and wine. He continued to drink the vodka drinks.
Were there kids? Were there sick kids there while he was drunk?
Yeah, he didn't know. And one of them was in the costume contest, and he kind of like didn't know who he was and what he was, and he made fun of his costume.
You made fun of a kid that's fighting cancer at St. Jude while you were drunk?
No, I just said, I don't know what this guy is. Like, can someone tell me what his costume is? Because I thought it was Pinocchio, because it had a long nose.
No, he was Gru from Despicable Me.
But I didn't know who that was.
Was it because he's drunk?
I think so. Like, he couldn't even put 2 and 2 together of a lot of, like, the pop culture costumes.
And the ladies that were running it kept grabbing his drink and taking it away from him, putting it on the table to be like, you don't need that anymore kind of gestures. And he'd go back over there and grab it again and continue to drink.
And you're with your whole family, too, though.
No, that's my family was in their room.
No, I hear you.
They were asleep.
So you went back to the room... Hammered.
Well, they were asleep.
No, he went out after.
Yeah, I went out.
His family did not come out.
Did y'all all go out?
Yes. Yeah. So what, I mean, I went back. I went out. Morgan went out.
Yeah, but I don't have a wife and kids.
She wasn't hosting a costume at the hospital.
No, I went. It wasn't at the hospital.
No, we were at
a party. Like, we were at a party. We were at a hotel on the rooftop overlooking the city of Memphis. Like, it was, drinks were flowing.
But it was, yeah, you can say that. But it was a St. Jude event, and there were kids who were fighting cancer at the event the contest.
No. But no one told me there was kids that were from St. Jude until they walked out on the costume contest floor, and I didn't know
what was in the costume contest.
Abby got in it.
Oh, Abby was Lainey Wilson. I thought she looked good.
No, I crushed her. I crushed Abby. She comes up and I was like, oh, what do you know? A member of Midland showed up tonight.
He did that the entire
and
night.
I mean, like people.
Why would you do that?
It's hilarious.
Dragging her?
No, I did to a lot of people. I did.
Including kids with cancer, it sounds like.
No. Like, there's 3 girls dressed up as like Dolly, Reba, and someone else. And I was like, oh, you guys are, you know, Runaway June. And they're like, no. And people get so mad. Like, there was Where's Waldo? And I was like, oh, you guys are Harry Potter? And they're like, What? What era did you grow up in? Where's Waldo? And they get so mad.
Abby, I can definitely see where this would have been tough to deal with all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Morgan, thank you.
But tell me I didn't nail the Midland. That's pretty good, funny, because that's how they dress.
No. I saw Abby's costume, and I thought it was Midland. Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
Before, I thought it was Abby. I thought it was literally Lainey Wilson.
Oh, you didn't think Midland?
No.
I mean,
that's how he intro'd me for the costume contest, and it just went silent.
Of course.
Because people were like, wait, what? They're trying to put the two and two together.
Like, why is the guy drunk?
Oh, but they did. At the end, we had the top five, and we were doing it by crowd applause. And so what you do is you got to say, oh, do you want this person? So I hold my drink over the people.
Did you want to be poured on somebody's head?
No, then they were like, off. Hey,
by
they
got,
like, Saint, you cut them off.
And was like, okay, they're like, hey,
don't hold your drink over any of the patients. I was like, oh, okay.
But you kept drinking even though you knew there were patients.
Well, that was, I mean, the patients were at the very end.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well.
So, it was okay for everybody else to drink there when patients were there.
But you're hosting an awards thing with them.
Ah, no, not with them. They were in it. That's their choice.
But that's what I'm saying.
They were at the party. If they come to the party, they know there's going to be alcohol.
Morgan, what are you going to say?
He would literally be drinking. Like, the mic's right here, and he'd literally be drinking. Drink, another drink, throw it back. Somebody would bring him, like, more drinks, and it just kept coming. I'm like, at some point, it has to stop. You're literally hosting.
You know, people think we make this stuff up. I swear to you. This is not made up. This is not us exaggerating.
And
do you
know
think it would have been different if I would have been there, Morgan?
Yeah, I don't think he would have done it.
What? Are we sure about that?
I think he would have had fun.
It was a party, guys.
Yeah, he would have still been who he was. That's just who
Scuba,
he is.
Was it a party?
It was a party, yes.
Thank you.
It was a party.
That's exactly what I'm...
But to your point...
No further questions, Your Honor.
But to your point, though, yeah, he was working in a sense, so he should be a little more professional.
I wasn't getting paid.
He's always like, why don't I get looks to do host events?
That's why.
This is why.
I didn't get paid.
Yeah, but it's a charity event. You do it for your...
I did it all the time, live on the radio, Fifth and Element.
But that was
Fifth
a club. That was literally a club with not for a hospital where there are kids with cancer. They're in a costume contest.
And let me tell you, people loved it.
Yeah, we were like 25 years old.
I mean these people... Too. Here's what's great. I didn't know any of these people. I was just roasting these people.
Yeah.
Yep. Do I need to go? Okay.
And I just want to say, whoever was bringing me drinks... The angel among us.
You still sound drunk.
Thank you.
He still said, I don't know why you bring him away. Okay, thank you guys.
All right.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Polk County, Florida. A 23-year-old man showed up at the police station and was like, hey, I'm here for a job interview. And they're like, oh man, we are so sorry. The person that does interviews won't be back till Monday. Can you come back in Monday? He's like, yeah, no problem. He leaves and he steals a car in the parking lot.
So he's not going to go back on Monday, probably?
Or is he just going to bring it back Monday?
Maybe he's borrowing it for the weekend.
Okay.
Interesting.
Was it just a car that was chilling with the keys in it?
Yeah, the keys were in it. Someone was inside paying a ticket or something, and they had left the keys in the car.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. That's because they're bonehead. You can't actually rationalize why boneheaded people do things like this.
Okay. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Thanks. Hope you guys have an awesome day. We'll see you tomorrow. Shenandoah will be in the studio. Man, love Shenandoah. Thank you guys for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, buddy.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.